Randall Crawl practiced in a limited fashion today. We had a menu set for him as far as going through a workout. He was able to accomplish that, did some returns, took some practice reps. So we'll see how he is in the morning. Looked pretty good. Well, I would say we need to address it. I mean, we break down the start of every game. So as far as how games are started, how they're finished, every situation. So the first drive is definitely part of our evaluation.
Mike, if Randall is able to go on Sunday, what's your thinking about him on returns? Would you like to see him still do that? Or?
I think that's really your question for Sunday. You know, so, I mean, this is a part of the game planning aspect of it. You know, you have a player coming off an injury, a very good player as far as returner and offensive player. So we'll let Sunday answer that question.
How much has Mike Nealon impressed you by just fighting through that shoulder injury, the way he has and producing
what he has? Yeah, Mike's having a heck of a year. You know, and I tell you, just fight through, like you said, the shoulder injury and. You know, had to set back here at the beginning of the year with the suspension, but I've been real impressed with his progress, and you know, that's what you look for. Sometimes players go through periods in their career where they have injuries, and Mike's always a young man that's taking great care of his body. He's exceptional in the training aspect of getting ready, and he's been a big part of our emergence in our pass rush. You know, our pass rush is where it needs to be statistically, and Mike's a big part of that.
Mike, what's the feel been this week, just given with what's at stake here in the last week and, you know, with the playoffs moving? What's been kind of
the feel?
Yeah, the feel for your team.
Well, I'll say that we haven't had a padded practice in a number of weeks, obviously because of that rule, but yesterday's padded practice was probably the spirited practice we've had in at least a month. Actually, I took the pads off them for the last team period. I was a little concerned about it was a little too active. So our guys are ready. You know, we're focused on beating the Vikings and sweeping the division. That's where we are. We talked about getting into a single elimination mindset, the urgency that goes with these types of games, and I really like the way our team has practiced this week.
Mike, did Devon House have a setback at all with that shoulder since Wednesday?
Well, he's got two things going on. Devon House has shoulder and a hip, so it's just not progressing as we'd all hope. So we'll see where he is tomorrow.
You feel good about Jordy after this week?
I feel good about Jordy Nelson. He's gone through a full week of work. Felt good this morning going through the medical evaluation, so I have no reason not to believe that he'll be ready to go Sunday.
Mike, is one of the strengths of this receiving corps as a whole kind of their ability to play different spots within the offense, given how many, you know, the variety of injuries you guys have seen in that group?
Outside of their physical skills, our receiver group, clearly that is the primary strength of the group. The fact that we have four receiving positions, sometimes five if you want to count the backfield sets and things you could do coming out of the backfield. But the fact that they all can play those spots helps us immensely in game planning, keeps the quarterback on track where he's focused on, you know, attacking the defense through the eyes of a concept rather than through the eyes of trying to get the ball to one individual. So it's a big part of how we approach games and how we install offense, and it's a real credit to that receiving group.
Mike,